thyme grows all over the Western Mediterranean. It had spread to the north of Europe by at least the 10th century, where it earned its reputation as a tasty kitchen herb that it still enjoys today. It was traditionally used to stimulate the digestion and as a remedy for colds. In Provence, where it's drunk as tea, people differentiate between the more common red thyme, a stimulant and an antiseptic, and white thyme, a sedative. This distinction is maintained by aromatherapists, who note even more subtle differences in the composition of its essential oil, depending on the place of growth. In Provence, on May Day, suitors would hook a bouquet of thyme to their loved ones' doors. Indeed, thyme may be the most important plant for the people of Provence. In 1851, it became the emblem for the rebels in the region who stood against Napoleon III's coup d'état. There's even a song about it, using the local word for thyme, farigoula.
Plantez la farigoula et la montagne fleurira.
Plant the farigoula and the mountain will bloom. And the Republicans of Provence proudly wore a spring of farigoula in their buttonholes.